School teachers and principals are not usually asked to make sales calls, but at a growing number of charter schools, signing up parents and students has become a big part of the job, and that's forcing public schools to ratchet up the competition. Andrea Dukakis reports from Denver.
Chris Clemens has learned a lot in his 26 years. He's smart, energetic, and an excellent salesman. Clemens is principal of a new charter school opening this fall in Denver, and he's looking for students. While many educators are kicking back this time of year, Clemens is out knocking on doors.
Good. Hi, how are you?
Ms. Jackson, how are you?
Good.
Today, he's visiting the home of Francine Jackson, who came to a meeting for new parents just days ago. The school is called Kip Cole College Prep, part of a nationwide chain of charter schools. Jackson has decided to send eighth graders Dominique and Dejan to Kip Cole next year. Clemens has come to seal the deal.
The purpose of this meeting is first and foremost to answer any more questions that you or Dejan or Dominique have about the school. After we answer all of your questions, both of them get a chance to read the student portion of the contract. And if they still feel comfortable and you still feel comfortable with us and you want to move forward, then you sign the contract and you're in.
It's almost like a college football coach on a recruiting trip, only this contract refers to a commitment by students and parents to the school. But before Jackson signs on the dotted line, she has a few questions.
How are you guys as far as parents being active in what's going on? Because, I mean, this is me. I will give my cell phone number to every teacher, and it's like, you know, if there's a problem, please call me so we can jump on it then when it's too late. So that's a problem I've had at many public schools.
Charter school advocates say these schools offer the close personal contact that many parents want. Principal Clemens assures Jackson she will be contacted if there is ever a problem. He says she and her children will also be given all their teachers' cell phone numbers. And he promises this is just the first of many home visits.
And another thing that's powerful is that, you know, we're here now, we don't even know you.
So
we'll be back if something doesn't go well.
Jackson is visibly pleased with the answers and with the school's mission. Charter schools receive public funding but operate independently of the school district. Because charters don't have a natural attendance area, they have to recruit, and they're getting good at it. In Denver in the past 4 years, the number of students enrolled in charter schools has tripled to 6,000, while district school enrollment has remained flat. Clemens says he's willing to work hard to find kids.
And, you know, the whole direct sales and cold calling method is, you know, it's tough, but it's what we have to do, and we have to do whatever it takes to get kids into school.
These are things most public school principals haven't had to think about, and Denver school officials say there's a reason for that. They say their focus has been on what really matters, making sure students are learning. But Denver school board member Teresa Pena says in this day and age, public schools can learn some lessons from charters.
The challenge is that our principals really haven't been trained how to be a marketing person. And we've really asked a lot more of our principals. You know, they're not just lead administrators, they're instructional leaders. Now we're asking them to do marketing. So I think that Denver's at the very infancy stage of learning what it is to market our schools.
Last month, Denver public school principals attended a seminar on how to sell their schools better. Despite some resistance, many educators are beginning to accept that without a marketing plan, students can and will go elsewhere. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Dukakis in Denver.